Rusty Quill presents.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, quick plugs. twitch.tv/wobegonpod. I write the episode soundtracks on stream every Sunday, and I am going to finish up Firewatch this Sunday. So if you're interested in watching me wander around a place that looks a lot like Old Brush Valley, give me a follow over there. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone, where, as always, you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. It is nearing the end of the month, which means that time is running out to sign up for the December postcard. The upcoming postcard is quite festive and a lot of fun, and I'm excited for people to get it. Each postcard comes with a unique handwritten message that tells part of a greater story that people put together in the Discord. It's a way for me to tell slice-of-life stories that I wouldn't be able to tell in the show. That's patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons: Floral Botanist, Amelie Gilmore, Heather, Moss, Brotrobiter, Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch, Alex, Juniper from the Garage, Count Grabeau, and Tony Pizza for supporting the show. Enjoy.
Alright, MW, just follow the light with your eyes, okay?
Michael, this is stupid. I'm fine. It's been 2 weeks.
I'll decide if you're fine. Thank you very kindly. Mm-hmm. Yup, you're fine.
I know. Let me get up. Cut him some slack, M. You've got some big shoes to fill. Michael is just making sure that you're in fighting form. You can both just call me Mike, you know.
Mike is taken. Sorry, partner.
So, he's the only one that gets to be Mike now? How is that fair? He's not even here.
Fair ain't got nothing to do with it.
I think M is fine. I think it sounds cool. I won't call him MW, though. It's just a mouthful.
Well, that's because you're saying it wrong. MW. Gotta cowboy it up. Less syllables that way. Saves time. Time that you could be spending roping cattle.
I know I've only been in the apartment a couple weeks, but I haven't seen any cattle. Are they in your room? MW. MW. MW.
Now, it don't sound right when you say it.
He's going to have to pretend to be Mike anyway. Or are you going to tell Boris that a new Mike is walking his dog?
There's a dog?
Yeah, Bruno. Right. Everything that happened after Over is still a huge, blurry mess. Sorry.
He can't pretend to be Mike, just like you can't. They've been separated too long. Plus, Mike got the cauliflower ear. Unless you want me to hold you down and make you match, MW, I can clip you like a stray mutt.
If that's what you think we should do, Michael, you need to learn not to humor him, M. He'll actually do it. I think I'm just gonna lean in. I'm not trying to make waves here. Whatever y'all want me to do, I'll do it. I'm not in a position to argue.
Will ya wear a cowboy hat?
Sure.
Will ya go hunting with me and Boris?
Anything you want, Michael.
I think I like this one, Mikey.
I bet that you do. Okay now, M.W.
M.W.
Now that you're settled in a bit and scheduled to go on a boar hunt, apparently, are you ready to answer some questions? Yeah, no problem. Alright, first question. All of the overmics got consolidated into you, correct? All of the ones that I know about, though I can't say it's easy to tell if that's all of us. We all left Over as soon as we were iterated. That's the point of the whole escape, to get out of there as fast as possible, no looking back. There's the one pair of Mike and Edgar that you told me about, so I assume that you know that they're out there. Those two are a special case.
Speaking of them two, has Matt been made aware of our new circumstances?
Yep. He knows about Mike leaving, and he knows about M. And he still has eyes on Edman and M-Dog. They are, presumably, still living a normal enough life up in Vancouver. And why were these two not corralled in the warehouse?
Ain't your business.
Michael, cool your jets. It very much is his business. He's one of us now. If we're taking him under our wings, then he needs to be let in.
I ain't no trouble, soldier.
How was that?
Better than Mike ever did. I'll give you that. I guess you're right. Edman and M-Dog weren't in the transport logs from Tier 2. At least not in the same place as the rest of the Mustard Seed escape iterations. So we ain't sure when they left or why. They could be one of you, but we ain't sure yet. We wanted to have our ducks in a row before we started working on them.
And we didn't want to consolidate that Mike with you, because if he isn't one of the Mustard Seed escapees, then we didn't want him to contaminate the final consolidation. The overmics weren't apart from each other for very long in the grand scheme of things. You have a ton of extra memories, sure, but they're fairly brief, and they're mostly you and Edgar trying to live your best, normal lives. There's nothing too dramatic from colliding those separate worlds. We don't know what Edman and M-Dog are up to. It could be something malicious. Something that would then turn the resulting Mike against us if he was part of the consolidation.
You ever met Edman and M-Dog, M.W.?
No, why would I?
Well, you and M-Dog got similar nicknames. Am I supposed to just believe that's a coincidence?
You named me that.
Search all your memories for us. I know there's a lot of memories and they're all fuzzy and they're fighting like stray dogs, but I need you to dig deep, Pilgrim. Did any of the escapees see them too? Especially the ones with Edgar's that didn't make it home.
I really don't think so. The times Edgar died, I didn't see anyone. It happened fast and at night. He's asking because Michael and I saw two figures when we were out on the mission where we saw one of the Edgar iterations die. Did you ever see anything like that? You think that it was another Mike and Edgar?
We ain't ruling anything out.
The Edgar at the end of the escape attempts was Mustard Seed, after all. And Cole assured us when he went over the records that Edman and M-Dog were not grouped together with the rest of the pack, even accounting for all of the noise. So there's an outside chance that their involvement is unique.
So there ain't no point in hiding anything from us, M.W. Hell, if they're hunting you down, we just made it a lot easier for them by bringing y'all together into one iteration.
Well, I'd tell you if I knew a dang thing, Michael. I sort of like the cowboy thing. Is confronting these two part of the next plan?
Yup. We got eyes on him in the form of Matt. Matt's part of base now, but we're keeping him in Vancouver till we figure this one out. So he's a one-man base out there.
And he's on base payroll, I might add, to make him more comfortable while he's out there.
Okay, so we're looking at Edman and M-Dog, and they're playing it cool. So what's next? We make a house call?
Bingo.
We need to get some fail-safes in order, and then we're knocking on their door. Me, you, Michael, Matt.
And enough firepower to level the whole city of Vancouver. Can't be too careful.
And what if they're a normal Mike and Edgar who just want to be left alone?
Can't abide it, unfortunately. But they'll join you and Ovedgar.
And when will I get to see Ovedgar again?
That's up to Edgar, I think. Both my Edgar and Ovedgar. Ovedgar has been less enthusiastic about his participation than you, Em.
Can't say that I'm surprised. I'm slipping easy into this cowboy lifestyle.
Well, don't.
Next thing you know, I'll be napping in the sun with my hat over my eyes and a piece of straw sticking out of my mouth.
Edgar got some fire in his belly when he needs it. He'll come around. You gotta trust us on the timetables.
I trust you, Michael.
Good.
Do you trust me, partner?
Conditionally. If and you cooperate on our mission. Plus the cowboy voice don't hurt.
Well, I fully intend to cooperate, Michael. And I'm a cowboy as long as y'all need a cowboy.
Attaboy, M.W.
Shit, that's Boris. Mike was supposed to walk Bruno today, I guess. You want me to go tell him that Mike's, what, sick? Gone? Here, but now he looks different and he's willing to humor Michael?
Nah, I'll take care of it. Me and M.W. walk Bruno together. You ever smoke a pipe before, M.W.?
No.
Well, I got a spare one if you want. We'll walk and talk with Bruno. It'll be fun. Come on, grab your coat. It's a bit nippy out there this morning.
All right then, and Michael, you'll message me when you're on your way back?
Can do, Mikey boy. All right, M.W., let's skedaddle.
I'm right behind you, partner.
Good deal. And Bruno's a great pup. You'll love him. You can meet Boris. He's one ornery cur, but he's a straight shooter once you get to know him.
Boris and Bruno.
So what?
Got it.
Here's my spare pipe. I ain't ever used it, and I got some nice mellow tobacco to get you started.
I remembered too much is the problem. It's like I'm experiencing an overflow error where it wraps back around and then I can't remember anything because there's too much of everything. I know that all that stuff's there, but when I go to focus on it, I can't pick a spot to fix my vision on. Does that make sense?
Too much sense, Pilgrim. You do learn to live with it after a while. Makes you jumpy sometimes. Makes you question what really happened and what didn't. Well, I guess with your consolidation, they all really happened. It's harder with corrections stacked on top of one another.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how I'd feel with that many corrections.
You'll get through it, Pilgrim. Mikey and I will keep you on the straight and narrow. If and you're as willing to cooperate as you say you are.
I don't have any choice but to cooperate, do I?
It's that or the grave, M.W.
Well, I would like to avoid the grave, thank you.
You know, I've killed a lot of Mikeys in my day. Weren't the way that I wanted things to go, but that's the way it is.
I thought that we had progressed past threatening me at this point.
I ain't threatening you. I'm laying down the law. If a Mikey shows up to our doorstep, bedraggled from the Flinchite compound or somewhere else that we can't account for, I let him in, wait till he gets comfortable, and then try and put him down before he knows what hit him. We can't be sure they ain't working with the Flinchites. Ain't safe to keep them around.
That's... I'm glad you didn't do that to me.
I'm keeping you around as a favor to Mike. I want you to remember that. You might turn out to be a fine member of our cozy little satellite base. Mike believes in you, but I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
I don't blame you. Look, I know that I was at over for the worst of the worst, but I know this isn't a cakewalk. We're here to do dangerous work.
And base offloads the dirtiest work of all to us, because we can handle it. Can you handle it, MW?
I will handle it. It's not a matter of can, is it? I have to handle it, so I'm going to handle it. Plain and simple.
You're damn right you will. That's why I brought you with me to walk Bruno. Wanted to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Mikey's gonna try to coddle you, but we're too far in for that. Don't got time to waste. I'm throwing you in the deep end, so you best be prepared for it.
I'm ready, Michael. I'll admit it isn't what I wanted. You know what I wanted. I'm the coalescence of dozens of attempts to get that. And I failed, and I'm here, so let's get to work.
Glad to hear it. It's time to prove yourself, MW.
Prove myself, what, now?
Yup. Mikey would kill me if he knew what I was about to put you through. So you can't tell a damn soul, understand?
Yeah, what are we doing exactly?
Unbeknownst to Mikey boy, we had an unexpected visitor last week while he was at Over. An escapee from the Flinch Eye compound. A liar. We're all Mike Walters, MW. It ain't possible to keep up a lie between us too long. He was sent to the apartment by the Flinch Eyes for information or to plant a bug or maybe even just for me to get rid of him for them. Can't never tell with them.
And so you killed him?
Hogtied him and stashed him in the apartment next door. So much of my life is hogtying these days. That apartment's been empty for months. I think Boris refuses to rent it out because he wants to give us our privacy. So, our escapee is sitting in there right now.
Pardon me for being naive, but why are you keeping him alive?
For just this occasion, MW. We're gonna take this here calculator, head back a few days to when the apartment was empty, head next door, and... Well, you said that you were gonna prove yourself, partner.
You want me to kill him?
I want you to look him in the eyes and kill him. No gun. We don't need a tenant calling the police on us. You wanna wear a cowboy hat and do the voice and butter me up? Prove it ain't just an act to get me to let my guard down. Kill the Mikey.
Fuck, Michael. Fuck. I don't know if I can do that. I'm a Mikey. I'm not any different than that one.
I'm a Mikey too, Pilgrim. And I've been doing that hard work all by my lonesome all this time.
You're serious?
You didn't sound like you had a problem with it when it was me doing the killing.
I can't. What if...
What if nothing? Ain't nobody gonna miss this one.
What if I just consolidate with him? You already consolidated a bunch of Mikeys into me. What's one more?
Can't trust him. Can't taint the consolidation. That's the reason we're killing him in the first place. MW, you said I could trust you. You're gonna have to do a lot worse than this.
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Mean it.
I'll do it.
Damn straight you'll do it. We'll pop over there just as soon as we're done with our walk. Crowded sidewalk. Wave at the ladies, MW. Sveiki.
Sveiki?
Ja, venus at Bruno. All right, y'all. Ardievu. Tip your hat to him, MW. Ain't many cowboy dog walkers round these parts. Gets us a lot of attention. You gotta get comfortable saying howdy.
I might have been more comfortable if the topic of conversation hadn't been killing an iteration of myself.
It gets easier. I do it all the time. Come on, let's head to the dog park and we'll throw the ball around a little bit before we have to roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Sounds great.
he's right there on the other side of that there door, MW.
I know. I can't do it. I can't do this, Michael. I want to do it. I want to prove myself to you, but I can't do it. That's one of the mics in there. That's me. It's just like me when I was tied up in that warehouse waiting for the rest of them to consolidate. I can't do it.
Nah, that ain't you in there. You're gonna prove yourself to me. That's how you're different in him. He's bound and gagged, so he ain't gonna give you his sob story about how he escaped or he's being controlled by Ty or whatever his story is. This is about as easy as it gets with these types.
And what if I refuse to do it? Then what, are you gonna kill me?
Yup.
What would you tell Mikey?
That I did what I had to do. He'd be cross with me, but he'd understand.
Didn't Mikey escape from the compound just like this one? Why is he different?
We put Mikey through his paces, believe you me. I made damn sure he was safe before I let him become part of our team.
Okay. I just don't want to do this, Michael.
Well, it's good that you don't want to do it. That's natural. That's a good instinct in almost every instance. This ain't one of them instances.
There has to be an option that doesn't involve killing anyone.
Oh, there are other options. We can let him run free and cause who knows what kind of damage. You ain't got no memories of everyone at base getting killed, but I do. Mikey does. That's one outcome. Or I could kill him in front of you. The hard work gets done by me, same as always. And you ain't earned my trust. But that Mike's dead either way. That don't work out good for no one.
So I have to do it, huh?
You wanted to cowboy up this morning, Pilgrim. So cowboy up.
All right, I'm ready. Well, I ain't ready, but I ain't waiting anymore.
That's the spirit. Get in there and raise hell, partner. Here's your weapon. My pappy passed his hunting knife down to me, and I'm passing it down to you.
Michael, we have the same father, and there's no way he has ever owned a hunting knife.
Fine, you spoil sport. Boris bought me one because I asked him about his. But a story about re-gifting ain't poignant.
Yeah, well, thank you for the knife.
Go get him, MW.
What? Michael, what's going on? Did he get away? There's no one in here.
Surprise! Yes! Happy birthday!
Whoa there.
Calm down.
You can put the knife down now, MW. It's just Mike and Mikey.
Jesus, Michael, I could have stabbed them.
It were pretty clear that you weren't even stabbing who you're supposed to stab, Pilgrim.
I was still trying to find a way to get out of it. To be clear, I told him not to do this, but I was in my time with my Edgar, so I wasn't here to stop him. And to be clear, I helped. You should have seen the look on your face. Guess you weren't expecting a surprise birthday party, huh? Well, it's not my birthday. None of us know when our birthdays are, obviously, but you went through a lot of time recently, so we thought, how about today?
Assuming you passed the test, which you did.
Michael is right that you need to be ready. We're doing the Edman and M-Dog mission next week, all factors permitting, and that might get hairier than having to kill a Flinchite spy.
I think you got what it takes.
Welcome to the team, M. I'm glad that I left base in such capable hands.
Glad to have you back for the evening, Mike. It feels like it's been an eternity.
It's been 2 weeks, Michael.
I said feels like, damn it. Come here. How's Edgar?
He's doing great. Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but is this actually a party, or did y'all just want to jump out and scare me? Real parties at base, set up and waiting for us to get there. Have you been to base since the over-iteration split? I don't think so. It looks way different now, a lot more lived in. Mikey's made a mess of the place is what he's saying. Hey, I keep my disorganization to my area, thank you very much. And Anne and Edgar have turned the common spaces into some very cozy, very aesthetic nooks. And Edgar's making a cake for us. He's getting really good at this gluten-free pastry stuff.
Thanks. I'm still sort of reeling.
Well, quit your reeling before we show up there, partner. Because Base wouldn't exactly approve our little prank here.
Not because we tricked you into thinking that you had to kill someone, but because if you had pulled that hunting knife on me or Mike, we'd have to sort out some messy corrections business, and they wouldn't like that.
That knife really is my birthday gift to you, MW.
Thanks, I'll put it to good use.
You did say that you'd go hunting with me and Boris. You ever feel dress a boar before?
Can't say that I have.
I'll teach you. It'll be fun.
And if I know Marissa, then that knife won't be the only weapon that you'll be receiving as a birthday gift this year.
Nah, I know what Marissa got him.
Oh, is it the same as what she got you that one year?
Sure is.
Oh, hell yeah. Dibs on going second, after the birthday boy, of course. Maybe we should go before you two spoil all of the birthday gifts? Yeah, we should head out. You ready with the calculator, Michael?
Got her right here. See y'all Bayside. Initiating transport in 3, 2, 1.
What the fuck?
You are looking down the barrel of an FV-433 Abbott SPG tank. Read the note, Ty, do it.
Happy birthday, MW. Welcome to the team. Let's blow some shit up together, Marissa. Where did she get a tank? We are not allowed to ask that question. I think that you can rent a tank some places. Marissa did not rent this tank, Mikey. We should head inside. They're waiting for the birthday boy in there, and Marissa will talk your ear off about the tank, I promise. You'll learn everything there is to know about it, except for where it came from and how she's so easily able to get it here for birthday parties. After you, MW. Welcome to the team, man. Glad to have you. Glad to be here.
Hey, Mike. Hold back a second.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
MW did good out there today.
I'm glad, Michael. Mikey told me that he was even doing the cowboy stuff with you.
He can't replace you, Mike, but we're gonna be okay. Miss you, buddy.
Miss you too, Michael. Let's head inside.
Alright, sounds good.
Can't wait to drive that fucking tank again. It's so awesome.
I gotta figure out where Marissa gets these things.
She won't reveal her sources. I've tried. Hey, you think Boris has a weapons guy like that?
Nah, he's too small time. Can get me a sawed-off shotgun, maybe, but that's about it.
Oh, speaking of Boris, how's Bruno?
Played with me.
Admittedly, I have
I know he is. I can't do it, Michael. I want to do it. I want to prove myself to you, but I can't do this. There's one of the mics in there. That's me. That's like, me, that, do, that, de, that, do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.